Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, we host group prayer, and I assign a new task each day. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is Living Life by Design, Part 1. Living Life by Design, Part 1, or Step 1. And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 38 through 40. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, everything that's going on my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L. Letter D, fire.com. I also remind you that you can tune in live with me for this hot breakfast by calling in at 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. So make sure you set your alarms now. And lastly, today is Triple Threat Tuesday. You know it. It's the day where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. I'll talk more about that during the announcements at the end of the broadcast. But now, I'm ready to eat. How about you? Let's get into the Word, John chapter 6, verses 38 through 40. And I am reading from the KJV. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What is our topic for this morning? Living Life by Design, Part 1. In that scripture that I just read, we are listening to Jesus talk about his purpose for being here. And he's speaking and saying that my only purpose in having come down from heaven was to do the will of the Father who sent me. Not my own will, but there was a plan made out or mapped out for me before I came down from heaven. I did not just aimlessly desire to come here and for 3 years exist on earth, floating by and just saying, let whatever happens, happen. No, I had a specific mandate upon my life. And that will, he explained further, was to make sure that everyone had the opportunity for everlasting life and not to lose anything that God had given unto him. I wonder this morning if you have that same kind of understanding or mindset. Do I have that same kind of understanding or mindset, to understand that we are not placed on earth to just aimlessly float through life, hoping that good will happen, hoping that success will manifest, hoping that purpose will come into being, hoping that we'll get married, hoping that we'll have a family, hoping that we will have that right spouse, hoping that somehow we'll get a promotion on our jobs, hoping that somehow we'll end up in the right career. Is your mindset that life is supposed to live you, or are you supposed to be living life? You see, when you understand that life has purpose for you and that you have specific purpose within the plan of God, then your heart and your desire ought to be to live that best life. With the understanding that to live that best life, which is part of the purpose of God having placed you here, which is part of God's overall plan for your success, which is within the overarching plan for man's success, which is part of the development for the overall success of God's plan in the earth, that all will be saved, you will understand that you have to do more than just exist every day. One of living a life by design is planning out how you are going to fulfill your purpose. After you realize that you have a purpose. Now, that's good teaching right there, because I promise you that there are so many people walking around in life today that I could go to and say, so by the end of this year, what are you going to have done differently? Oh, I don't know, just, you know, whatever is God's will. Or you can ask a person 5 years down the road, where do you plan to be in life? Oh, just wherever God takes me. That's not how it works. God has purpose, but it is your role to do your part in it. That's why Jesus said, I came to do the will of God. Before I even came down from heaven, I knew exactly what I was coming to do his will. And then he went further to expound upon the will. He could not accomplish it if he didn't know what it was. And then if he knew what it was, he still could not accomplish it if he was not willing to plan it out to stay focused. You must know that God has a purpose for you and then plan out how you are going to accomplish that purpose, to live life by design. When I was in law school, we had a lady in my class who was 67 years old. She was the oldest person in our class. And we knew that, you know, because she introduced herself, made her age known, and everybody was giving those bells and whistles about it. And we were all proud of her. And, you know, wow, look at you at 67 years old coming back to law school. Well, by the first semester, because the first two semesters of law school are the hardest, they purposefully have operate like on this bell's curve and everything. So it's known that by the end of the first year, you're going to lose this percentage of students. Then by the end of the second year, that percentage. By the time you make it through the second year, generally you're going to make it through law school unless some catastrophe happens and you just stop trying or you quit, because they've already weeded out those people who generally they believe can't make it and won't make it to passing the bar. That's just how it's set up. By the end of the first semester, she was gone. And I can remember having had a conversation with her about, you know, what she was going to do with her law degree, because I was just really inspired by seeing someone have that kind of courage. And as I think in retrospect, she really didn't have a plan for what she was going to do with it, as much as just the fact that she was going to law school at this age and going to finish law school. You see, it's not enough for you just to do something just to do it. You have to know where you're going. You have to have a plan. This is how you live life by design. This is how you're able to retire at the age of 55 instead of 65. This is how you're able to retire with your home already paid. Or this is how you're able to travel the world the way you want to. This is how you're able to get those extra toys, you know, the boats, the motorcycles, the extra cars. This stuff doesn't happen by happenstance. It doesn't happen by just life coming and finding you. You have to affirmatively decide to live life by design. I can even take that further to go to Habakkuk 2:1-4 that I taught you on in December when I was doing the last 100 days challenge, where the Lord said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, so that he may run that readeth it, and that that vision will not tarry. It's going to manifest in an appointed time. But before it could do that, you had to do what? You had to write the vision and make it plain so that you could stay focused and run with it. I ask you this morning, what is your plan for life? If I was to ask you where you will be by the end of this month, could you truly answer that and show how you have it planned out? Those of you who know me know my goal, my 2017 vision is what? To be a happily married, multimillionaire, effective advocate, effective minister of the gospel and advocate for criminal justice reform, reconciliator of my family, who takes at least 2 trips this year. I have that thing planned down to the detail. I can tell you I have a budget, for example, for my law office that tells me how much I need to bring in a month, and then it breaks it down to how many clients I need to bring in a month. And then how many clients in those specific practice areas, because some practice areas bring in more clients than others. And in some areas of representation, I charge more than in other areas. You got to have it broken down. I got it broken down to the marketing, to everything that has to occur, salaries, everything. Everything is broken down because I don't want to live this life by happenstance that my law office will be successful, that I will be that multimillionaire. No, I got to do what it takes. I know that within a few months or maybe even next month, I'll be expanding my office to another office in Orlando. Well, guess what? I had to sit down last weekend and revamp my plans, because now that I will be expanding the plan that I have just for my Miami law office, that's not sufficient anymore. I'm living life by design, and I'm trying to encourage you to do as Jesus did. Live your life by design, step one, by knowing that there is a purpose for you and then acting within that purpose. I want to know if you know how much money will you have saved by the end of this year. If you say, I have no idea, you're not living life by design. You're just floating aimless, because whether you make $10 an hour or $50 an hour or $250 an hour, you should have a budget. And your budget includes all of your expenses. As my mother taught me, always you pay God first, you pay yourself second, and what you have over, that's the amount of money you have to create a lifestyle. So your budget should be creating, you know, your 10% tithe and offering. And my mom always says, pay yourself 20%. That's what goes into your savings. Then the 70% that's left over, that's what you have to decide you're going to buy a home, to buy a car. That's what you have to go out and buy your clothing. That's what you have to build your lifestyle. But some of you are living off the whole 100%. And when an emergency happens, you have nothing. I'm talking life's everyday issues, aren't I? I'm tackling it with biblical perspective, am I not? To empower your daily life. This is part of being motivated, getting you to the place where you can be happy in life. Another example would be my family. I have a whole family of retired military people, and they're all retired in their 40s. So here they are now in their late 40s or 50s, already retired after 20-something years in the service. I think one of my cousins did almost 30 years. And for the rest of their lives, they're getting those military retirement checks. It may be anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 or $6,000 a month. Plus, they have military health insurance, and they're able to go out and work other jobs. Do you see what it does when you live life by design? They purposed to stay in the military and retire. Now, I also enlisted in the military, and my goal was to become the only officer in the family, so they'd have to salute me. They laughed when I told them that. And so I started that process. However, I ended up meeting my husband in college and getting married, and he was also prior military and going back to the military. And then we had our son my last year, and I was just like, oh, I don't want to go back. You know, I can have a little baby now. But I can tell you in retrospect, I regret that decision every day. I regret it because everything that I have attained in life, you know, my law degree, all of these things, I could have still done in the military and been a retired colonel at the least by now. I'm trying to show you life happens by design if you plan it out. But if you don't, you will miss some great opportunities and you'll look back and regret. And you don't want to get into your 50s or 60s, look back over your life, and you have not accomplished one thing that you knew was purpose in your life for you to do. And you're just living off Social Security, hoping you can make it. Now, for our parents and grandparents, that's the best a lot of them could do, especially those who are African American, because of the times they grew up in. They didn't have the opportunities that we have today. But for those of you now who are my generation and younger, you have, and I have no excuse not to live life by design. So this is step one. Tomorrow I'm going to get into some more steps. We're going to break down how to plan out your budget, finances. We're really going to get into this because by the end of this year, I want you to definitely be better than where you are right now in every area of your life for whatever your goals may be. This was powerful. It's blessing my soul. Come on and let's go into prayer because we run out of time. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you. You are so concerned about us, Lord. You said the very hairs of our head are numbered. You're not just focused, God, on our spiritual prosperity, not just on our spiritual success, but God, on every facet. Every area of our lives, it is your will that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers, that we exist in more than enough. Because when we are walking within that realm, then we can be joyful. We can be focused on doing your will because the stress and anxieties of life are not weighing us down, worrying about how we will pay the rent, how we will pay the electricity bills, how we'll make it from one day to the next, how we'll have groceries, how we're going to feed our children. When we don't have those issues, worrying about our marriage, worrying, Lord God, about what's going on in our kids' lives, we can be so focused on accomplishing your will. So help us to understand today that to get to that place in you requires us to live life by design, to plan it out, to write it out, to run with it, to readapt, to stay focused. Living life by design. Help everyone on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. I just want to give you our announcements and then our tasks because we've run out of time. Ooh, I felt that. Hallelujah. I'm living life by design. The first thing that I want to say to you is remember today is Triple Threat Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. My law office will be sponsoring my live broadcast, You Be the Jury. Every Tuesday night, we tackle a new hot-off-the-press topic. in social justice, politics, or religion, callers call in. I educate you on the topic from the legal standpoint, and then you get heard by putting your two cents in, and the jurors or callers come up with a verdict hot every Tuesday night. Go to my law office website, and you'll be able to see the topic for tonight, the call-in number, everything that you need. You can also tune in online. My law office website is callrossiwilliams.com. C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. C-A-L-L-R-A-W-S-I, Williams.com. CallRossiWilliams.com. Go to the outreach page. And then do not forget to set your alarms to tune in with me live in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. If you forget, go to my ministry site, and you can see the call-in number there, and you can also hear the broadcast if you missed it live. I post it after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. All right, our topic for this morning is living life by design, part one or step one. I'm still feeling that, y'all. That's so powerful. You have the ability to make yourself be in a better position before the end of this year than you are right now. Your task for today is for you to sit down and write out a budget, because we're going to deal with this again in part two tomorrow. I want your budget, and we're going to go line by line tomorrow. I'm going to see if you have the areas in your budget that I call out, and we're going to have a certain savings goal that we're going to make on tomorrow. Let me tell you something, folks. When you lose focus, salt will look like sugar, and glitter will look like gold. You got to stay focused and live life by design. I'll see you in the morning. I love you.